Yes.
Me, I'm the lonesome kicker. Extra points, field goals at your service. One might think it comes with glory. You might think different after you listen to my story. My helmet is equipped with a tiny face mask. What it possibly could protect, I do not know. The other guys on the team like to make fun of my little shoulder pads, and also like to hide the special shoe I need to kick in the snow. People think it's so easy to kick a field goal from the 30-yard line. They forget to add 7 yards for the snap and 10 more because the goalposts are pushed way back. In 1974, the Uprats were right on the goal line, but some of the players were running into them and getting hurt. So screw the kicker. Who cares about the kicker? But I kick that ball and I pray it goes straight. If it does, the coach says good job. Kickoffs can be so very scary, especially if the returner breaks on through. And I'm the only guy on the playing field left to tackle him. I don't want to get hurt, so I pretend to tie my shoe. Once again, I'm ignored by my teammates and all my coaches. Go back where you came from, scream 70,000 fans. Well, I know I could win their love back by catching a winning touchdown. But unfortunately, I was born with these very small hands. And I hope that the cameras don't come in too close, 'cause they might see the tears in my eyes as I sit on this bench made of cold hearted wood and the splinters go deep in my thighs. And the towel boy snickers as he walks by the lonesome kicker. Another block kick. In my home country, I could have been a minor league soccer player. But I came to America seeking fortune and seeking fame. I didn't realize that if I shanked one and blew the point spread, some drunk guys would push me into their hibachi after the game. So I go.